We are here for Beyond the Badge in Ogden, and I'm with Lieutenant Nate Klein. Lieutenant, you nominated a wonderful young police officer. Tell me about him.
Yes, I did. I nominated Officer Zach Nold. He's been an officer with the Ogden City Police Department for about 2 years now. And what's strikingly amazing about Officer Nold is that when he came to this department and I first got to know him, he is one of the most outgoing, generous officers that I've had the pleasure to meet. So when our department started to look into Beyond the Badge and trying to find somebody to nominate for this, he was actually the first individual that popped into my mind. Officer Nold is involved in a lot of things, but a couple things that I would like to highlight. He's involved with a nonprofit organization that he's been involved with for several years with his family. It's called Lads for Liberty, and it's a program that's set up to, I could go on for days about what it does for veterans and now encompasses police officers and EMS personnel as well. But it's a program that's set up to assist veterans with working service dogs that help them live a better life after they've done, or maybe they're currently in the service. He can obviously give a lot more details about what the organization does, but it's an outstanding organization. And what he has done is he has brought his experience with that generosity with that program to our police department, and not only ours, but to other police departments and other citizens in the community. What they have done is they've extended an olive branch, per se, to some of the officers here at the department and other officers at other departments that have been involved in traumatic incidents. And what they do is they have a lot of resources to help those officers cope after the fact, to deal with the stress. It allows their families to also heal and cope with them, and it's just a great organization. Above that, Officer Nold is one of our outstanding young officers who's always striving to achieve. He's always one of the first ones to step up and want to participate and be willing to help out. He's very eager. He's a very pleasant young man, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity to nominate him for this.
And he does all of this on time that's not part of his regular shift? He's not compensated for that work?
No, he's not. A lot of the extra work that he puts in with the organization and the nonprofit, he does that on his own time. And that's one of the outstanding things about him, is that he actually does a lot of this on his own time. Because, of course, here while he's working, he's busy and he's doing a lot of things for the department. But he does. He donates a lot of his time to do this, and I wanted him to be recognized for that.
So he has a real community spirit about him for not just the police department, but for veterans as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. He can give you his background with it, his service background, but absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share about him before I go talk to him?
No, I'd actually like you to talk with him and get it from his own mouth. He's a great young man, and again, it's a pleasure to do this.
Thank you, Lieutenant. All right, Officer Nold, tell me a little bit about, this sounds like an amazing, What prompted you, first of all, to get involved with this program that offers comfort to both officers and veterans?
So Labs for Liberty was actually started by my mother, Joan Nold, and my father, Roger Nold. When I first got in the military in 2011, they weren't quite sure if it was the place where I should be, just with the times. But after I got in, they found out that I really enjoyed serving. They wanted to serve too. And they decided that the best way for them to serve was to actually serve the people that I was serving with because of their humble kindness towards my family. And so my mother bought a purebred lab and raffled off the lab itself via tickets during hunting season in South Dakota, where we're originally from. And that profit went to Mark's Latrell's Foundation. Well, who won the dog gave it back to us. So now we have a $1,500 dog we didn't know what to do with. So we raffled it off again. The second person gave it back to us. And so my mother kind of took it as God's intervention, saying it's time to start training dogs. And that's how Labs for Liberty got started.
So Labs for Liberty, these dogs are dogs who comfort veterans and officers. Now explain this to me.
So the dogs are service dogs. They're not just comfort animals. Essentially, they'll do tasks such as turn off the lights, pick stuff up, go find your wallet, go find your phone. We can teach them up to 140 tasks. We have dogs that will even brace for you. One of my old bosses, who was a veteran of 20 years, has a really bad back, for instance. His dog, Tate, brings him his clothes every morning and takes his clothes off of him every night. And each dog is trained specifically to the veteran or the officer or the firefighter or EMS personnel for what they need. Whether it's more of a PTSD service, you know, we can send the dog into a home before he ever enters it to clear the home, just like you would as an officer searching a house. And he'll come out and look at his owner and say, okay, it's safe, Dad, you can come in.
Yeah. Is that part of the Liberty Outpost? What's the Liberty Outpost?
So Liberty Outpost is a nonprofit run housing facility out in the Wasatch Mountains in Morgan, Utah. It's actually attached to my parents' piece of land, but it's been completely remodeled, has a fire pit, overlooks the scenic Morgan Valley, and veterans and police personnel come out there free of cost, and they have the full amenities of a home, and they can just have a vacation out there. It's 7 miles from a reservoir within 30 minutes of, I think, 3 different ski resorts. And recently, we offer it to anybody who's involved in the police shooting, as far as officers go, and they'll come out and they'll just get away from life. So that way they can recuperate and heal from the traumatic event.
Oh, officer, I can't even imagine how necessary something like that would be. How do the officers respond when you offer that to them?
They're pretty humbled. They're very happy. I've discovered that most veterans and officers feel like other people deserve the treatment more than they do. I found that this community is just so humbled just to be able to work with a group of guys who are willing to do the same thing they were but weren't put in their shoes. In fact, veterans will turn down dogs even though we're offering it to them. And they're just like, I just feel like my buddy or someone else deserves it more. And we always tell them, you got to take care of you first before you can take care of someone else.
I'm talking to you on the day before you're headed to Texas. Would you mind telling me about that?
Sure. So I'm in the Utah National Guard now. I was in the reserves before that. Currently, they're sending me to Texas for some additional training. They're going to send me away for 6 months of school, basically analyst school for the military.
And then you'll return home and come back to the Ogden Police Department here?
I will return home, and hopefully I'll return home and remember what I'm doing when I get back.
That's right. May I ask you what led you to want to be of service in this way, both in the National Guard and also in the police department here?
When I was in college, I was actually writing for a school newspaper, and I was sharing my opinion, and I realized that I got a lot of comments and people to think about what was going on, but no one was ever really moved to action. And so I decided to join the military. And after I joined the military, I discovered that nothing else was going to do but being able to serve my community. And so I became an officer, and it just happened to be by chance that I applied to Ogden because I'm from the Midwest. I just wanted to live in Utah in general. And when I came to Ogden, I fell immediately in love with the people and the community and the fact that the city itself is turning around and that I'm part of it. So,
officer, I'm humbled by your spirit and your sense of service, and I think we are very, very lucky to have you here. Thank you so much for all that you do, and be safe there in Texas and come back to us, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Beyond the Batch here in Ogden, and we'll be back next week with more.